The desire to put up buildings and other structures along rural rivers and lakes still appears strong in Wisconsin, at least for realtors and developers. But Eliza Simon of the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group says the state's safety net is not up to date.
People in Wisconsin know that overdevelopment threatens our ability to fish and swim and enjoy our lakes, but the state has yet to solve this problem, and so we are calling on Governor Doyle to protect Wisconsin's lakes from overdevelopment.
Specifically, Simon says Doyle and the DNR should pass updated shoreland zoning rules. One draft of the rules made it to public hearings last summer, but the DNR has been rewriting the proposals, and the agency expects a second round of hearings. DNR Water Division Administrator Todd Ames says some counties are worried the new shoreland regulations would be unworkable.
The county code administrators, for one group that is going to be very much on the front lines of implementing these new rules, have indicated some concerns about how understandable they are, worried they're a little too complicated, worried about the workability. And so those are some issues we've really got to work through to make sure that we've got a package that can be implemented in a way that people can understand.
Ames says in the meantime, good local and state shoreland protections are in place. He says the state already has new rules for in-water structures. But environmental groups like Wisberg expect new shoreland development to allow into the water more phosphorus and other pollutants that lessen the enjoyment of living along a lake or stream. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.